We begin this week with a really special lady on the cover of the bulletin. Tell us about her.
Marianne Kratzky. She turned 101 years old on January 10th, and that's going on the front cover of the bulletin this week. You can look for Marianne's picture and a little bit about her life story and her advice for all of the rest of us who are celebrating birthdays.
Love to hear that.
Yes.
And we move to the inside for some nice accolades for an NMSU professor.
Right. Professor Kelly Coffeen is one of 24 women being feeded by Albuquerque Business First. She's the author of 6 cookbooks, one of which is tailored for diabetics who like Mexican food. It's a really big honor for her to be among the 2020 Women of Influence, and she is right here homegrown in Las Cruces, so we're featuring her on page 3.
And Monday is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. That means the Martin Luther King Jr. breakfast is coming up.
It is coming up. It'll be on the 20th at the Las Cruces Convention Center. It starts at 8 a.m. Tickets are $30. The guest speaker for the event this year is Pastor Michael Grady of El Paso. His daughter was one of the 24 victims who were wounded in the Walmart shooting. And so he has a very special perspective on Dr. King and the entire idea of nonviolence. So it'll be interesting to hear what he has to say.
Terrible story of gun violence, and it was one of those that we had to ask ourselves after the fact, because the alleged gunman's mother called the police at some point because she was concerned her son had bought an AK-47. And that leads us to our next story, and right here in New Mexico, what we're now calling extreme risk gun laws proposed by the governor.
The governor was here last week, and one of the things she did was she met with Senator Cervantes and Sheriff Kim Stewart to talk about introduction of an extreme risk protection order bill. And one of the things that the governor said is she believes that legislation of this type could help to prevent some PTSD suicides by the part of our nation's veterans. So I'm sure that that's going to get a lot of discussion at the legislature. We're going to see lots of letters to the editor about it. It's a contentious issue, but we're telling you what she's proposing, and that is on page 15 of today's paper, this week's paper.
And you got to go and have a little bit of guy fun. I'll call it guy fun.
Yeah, what's guy fun?
Women enjoy nice cars, too.
This particular story is as much about the man and his cars as it is about his garage. I was blown away the first time I went to Ron Saltzman's house, and it just looks like a regular two-car garage. And then he opens the doors, and you realize how deep that garage is and how tall it is. And so he's able to fit 7 cars, a motorcycle, an ATV, and various bicycles all in that one garage. And 3 of the cars are really special ones, and we tell you a little bit about those and a little bit about Ron, too. So that was a lot of fun to write, and it's on page 19 of this week's
bulletin. Did you find yourself grunting uncontrollably?
I did not, but I did find myself wanting to get behind the wheel of a couple of those cars.
Now, a little culture.
The Arts and Cultural District downtown not only won an award, this is an international award. It was the only one that was awarded to any city in the United States. And it was it came out of Europe, and it's a real feather in the cap of the city's downtown revitalization efforts and all of the arts and cultural initiatives that are underway downtown. Mike Cook did a tremendous, really good story, got lots of quotes, and so their perspectives are in that story on page 24
All right.
of this week's bulletin. So that's
you're new at
up.
The bulletin.
I'm
so.
New at the bulletin, so I'm learning to understand.
And congratulations
all these things.
On filling the role
thank
as editor.
You.
Have you had an opportunity to get out and golf with your new coworkers yet?
I have not. I've been way too busy to golf. But speaking of golf, you segued that very well on page 39 of this week's bulletin. Of course, Dr. Charlie Blanchard writes for us nearly every week. We call him the golf doctor, and one of the things he's doing this week, well, the thing he's doing this week. Is remembering probably the greatest golf writer of all time. Dan Jenkins worked for Sports Illustrated for a long time. He just was an unparalleled golf writer, and he died last year. Dr. Blanchard last week wrote about some of the great golfers we lost in 2019, and this week is devoted completely to Dan Jenkins. So that's pretty sweet. It's on page 39, takes up most of the page.
All right, Jess, thank you for the update.
It's always good to be here. Great to see you, Casey.
Good to see you, too.
All right.